Morning. So good to be with you, beloved. And so good to be here this morning to remember our blessed Redeemer. What a Savior. Holy, holy, holy. None like him, none to be compared with him. Someone has said he is better than all, he is greater than all, and he is highly exalted, far above all. The Holy One who knew no sin, God made him sin for us. We're going to look at God's building program this morning. My assignment is to speak on living building products. We all know a little about building. We like to see buildings go up. The hymn writer in one of our songs, I hope we can sing it at 11 o'clock. View the vast building, see it rise, a temple to Jehovah's name. We're going to read from the first epistle of Peter in chapter 2. And we're going to begin to read at verse 4. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. He that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore who believe, he is precious. But unto them who are disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense, even to them who stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. The first part of the building and any building is the foundation. And Christ in verse 4, we come to him who is the living stone, not a dead inanimate object, but a living stone, one who is alive and one who exudes life and one who imparts life to others. When we think of Christ the stone, we go back to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and they were thirsty and they were famished and they were dying because of first, and Moses went to the Lord. Exodus 17. He prayed and he cried to the Lord, and the Lord said unto him, go and strike the rock. And from that rock came water. Water to preserve the life, though, of his people. when we think of our Lord, beloved, not only is he the living stone, but he is the stone that imparts life. He gave life to his people because he himself is life personified. When he spoke to that woman at Sychar's well, she was only thinking of the water that can quench her thirst for a moment, for a couple of hours, for the most part. And Jesus said to her, after she questioned him, and that's the problem of others, not only her, but others who came in contact with him, they didn't understand who he was. She thought he was just a Jew. The Lord Jesus said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that asked thee, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The water that comes from himself. Paul the Apostle referred to the Lord Jesus in reference to the children of Israel when they drank from the rock. He said to them in 1 Corinthians in chapter 10, verse 4, that they all drank from that spiritual rock, and that rock that followed them was Christ. Christ, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, disallowed. They had no place for Christ when he came, the rulers of the nation of Israel. They were looking for a deliverer, but I believe they were looking for a political demagogue or a military strong man. They weren't looking for one who was coming meek and lowly and riding on a donkey. They did not accept him. He came unto his own, and his own people received him not, because they didn't know who he was. They were looking for deliverance. They were saying, well, Messiah would come, and the next plan of God, the next purpose of God, is not only for Messiah to come, but for him to set up his kingdom. And they didn't understand the process he must go through. First, he must be rejected. He must go to the cross. He must suffer, bleed, and die. He must pay the price. And then this period into which we are today, where God is visiting the nations and taking out of them people for his name. But let's look at the living stone. The living stone. The one, not only is he alive, but he gives life to others. He spoke of water often. We talked about the woman at the well. But he also spoke of water, which is symbolic of the Spirit of God. And you see, first of all, you come to know Jesus Christ, the life, the truth, and the way. When you trust him, you have the Spirit of God. He imparts the Spirit of God. And he spoke of that in John chapter 7. after that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth in me, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Living water. He is that living stone, chosen of God. Children of Israel drank from that rock that followed him. There was not a physical rock that followed them throughout all their journeys, but the rivers that flowed from the rock, and the Lord Jesus was the source of that water, the source of that life. It says he is chosen of God, given preference, and precious beyond value, inestimable value. But the Bible speaks of him as not only would he come, but he would be disallowed, not accepted, rejected. It's prophesied that, for instance, in Psalm 118 and verse 22, it says, the stone which the builders refused, is become the head of the corner. They refused him in his first advent, but you know, he's coming again, and he's going to be the head of the corner. For Israel today, they have rejected the righteousness of God, and they have gone forth to set up their own righteousness, not submitting themselves unto the righteousness of God. They're trying to achieve righteousness on their own through the works of the law, not recognizing that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness' sake. But when he returns to deliver his people, they're going to accept him. He's going to become the head of the corner, and they're going to hail him as Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. They're going to embrace him. He will become the head of the corner. The living stone is also the chief cornerstone, according to verse 6. The chief cornerstone, a sure foundation. The stone of Israel, that's the first mention, according to Genesis 49:24, the stone of Israel. The one who sustained Joseph through all his trials. He's called the stone of Israel in Genesis 49:24. There are differences of opinion when it comes to the cornerstone. I have my preference. But I believe that cornerstone in the building is that stone that brings the two buildings together at the bottom and binds them together, which tells us of the Lord Jesus Christ, making of two, Jew and Gentile, one new man. That sure foundation. And this refers to the church. And I'm going to say something on the church in a while, because we have it before us. But Christ is the chief cornerstone. Christ is the precious stone. Christ is the chosen one, given preference. Now there's a building in the Old Testament, and it had one thing in common with the new building, The old building comprised of beautiful stones, but they were dead stones. They were dead stones. I'm talking about the temple that Solomon built beautifully, but dead stones. But here in verse 5, ye also as living stones are built up a spiritual house. What these two buildings had in common, or the building then had in this building, is that they were the dwelling place of God. God dwelt in the temple through the Shekinah, the glory of God that shone from the place, the Shekinah glory. God dwelt in the temple that Solomon built, the old house. In the new house, it is also true that that's where God dwells, the Lord Jesus. If you will. Ye also as living stones, meaning the believers, you are the building products which Christ is using to build his church. This building will not be built with mortar and brick and even marble like the temple. But you also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house. That's the church, a spiritual house. And holy priesthood. And that's your function within the church. Within the church, there were priests. In the Old Testament, there was the temple, and then there was the priest that functioned in the old building. In contrast, in the old building, only the high priest can go into the Holy of Holies. And he couldn't go all the time. Just once a year. On the Day of Atonement, the day we refer to it today as Yom Kippur. Once a year. The priest can function outside in a holy place, but within the Holy of Holies, only the high priest. And the Lord said to Moses, tell your brother, don't come at all times. Don't come at all times. But in the new building, brother referred to it this morning, and I'm going to read it for you. Hebrews 10 and 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near. You living stones. Holy priests, within that building, within that house, we draw near. And our purpose for drawing near is not to offer animal sacrifices and meal offerings, but to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. I mentioned that in the temple, the old house, it was a place for God to dwell. Not only in the temple, but even before the temple. In the tabernacle that God instructed Moses to build, God said to him, let them build me a house. Let them build me a place that I may dwell among them. It's the same for in the temple as well, where God dwelt. But in the church, the New Testament church, this new building, ye also built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood. The house is the church, and the house is the dwelling place of God, in whom ye also, Ephesians 2:22, in whom ye also are built together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. That's where he dwells. He dwells in the church, in that new building. A building that's comprised of living stones. We are built up as spiritual house. Not these walls here, but humans, believers, you and I are stones, living stones in that building. And we are inhabited by the Spirit of God. The Lord Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will dwell with us forever. So the place, the spiritual house, is the church. And in that house, we find that we have the priests and the function of the priests. The holy priesthood. The holy priesthood, a believer's functioning within that. Within that new house, within that spiritual house, within that holy place, the body of Christ, within that spiritual house, the priests must function. You and I are not only part of the building, but we also are the priests. The priests. We are the priests. And the priest has got a unique privilege. A unique privilege of access to God, which did not exist in the old economy. The priest, we have access. That's our chief privilege. Access and our chief purpose. And we kind of exercised that this morning. The chief purpose is to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. We did some of it this morning. We offer, what is our spiritual sacrifice? What spiritual sacrifice can we offer to God? Certainly it's not animal sacrifice. There are several things that spiritual sacrifices we can offer to God. First of all, we offer our persons. As Paul called upon the saints in the book of Romans in chapter 12, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present that what you're giving to God. You present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your, some translation says, reasonable service. I like the thought of spiritual worship. That's what it is. So we offer our persons, our spiritual worship by giving our bodies. And when we yield our bodies, then we come, as we did this morning, we offer praise, the fruit of our lips, the things we say, we honor and we exalt the person and worth and work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We speak of him, we speak well of him. We tell our father, as Joseph instructed his brothers, go tell my father of all my glory that you have seen in Egypt. And when we gather here, we tell our Father of the glories that we have seen in his beloved Son. And as the next verse tells us, unto us who believe, he is precious. I listened to the brethren this morning, and they all express how precious he is, holy and harmless and undefiled and separate from sinners. Tell our Father, we offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. That's the only person that makes our sacrifices acceptable. The Lord Jesus takes them and he removes all the impurities that we offer, all the impurities, you know. I guess he spent a lot of time with mine. Remove all the impurities and present it to his Father, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. That's the praise, the worship. We speak of the worship of our Lord. Another spiritual sacrifice we can offer, also is in Hebrews. And I'm going to read that. This time is not on our side. By him. Hebrews 13, 15. By him, our Lord. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hey, some brethren say, oh Lord, all we can do is to say thanks. That's enough. God is well pleased with a thankful heart. But to do good, here we continue. But to do good and to share, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. We offer our persons. We offer our praises. And we offer our possessions. Our purse. That's part of our spiritual worship. That's part of worship. Some people say, well, no, that's not worship. Yes, it is. With such sacrifices, doing good, remembering others, sharing your substance is spiritual worship. Now, dead stones can't do that. But only living stones. Living stones by which the church is built. We're gonna have a little more time the next thing, and we're gonna talk about stones. We're gonna talk about living stones. We're gonna talk about the foundation stone in particular. We're going to talk about the stone that was disallowed. We're going to talk about the stone on which the church is built. I'm going to talk about the stone that's going to crush the Gentile world powers. So we have to rush through here, and we left out a few things, but we have more we will say later on. I see my time is up. I don't know when I started, but I know my time is up. So good to be with you, beloved. God bless his word. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for our Lord Jesus Christ, the living stone. We come to him. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He lives in the power of an endless life. And he gives life to all who believe. Thank you for this time we spent together. Thank you for the privilege of remembering him in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. Thank you for these moments we spent looking into thy word. Be with us and guide us and bring us together again as we continue to study these living building products. We pray and give thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.